Hey everyone, I'm Ashley Banfield and this is Drop Dead Serious. If you thought the Robin Poulston case couldn't get any more insane, buckle up, baby, because today's update takes this story from shocking to what the? Like, are you effing kidding me? Unbelievable. You already know the headline. A 43-year-old Illinois mom, a hairdresser, who ended up having a baby fathered by her daughter's 14-year-old boyfriend. Yep, do the math. Let that sink in. She has a baby. She's 43. The dad is her 14-year-old daughter's 14-year-old boyfriend. That is jaw-dropping, okay? But now we are getting an even clearer picture of the months leading up to that baby's birth and the paper trail that Ms. Robin Poulston left behind. It's almost like she was documenting a crime in real time. This is a mother who was not hiding this relationship with that boy. She was posting it. And she was bragging about it. And she was talking about it to anybody who'd listen. She moved the fella into her home with her teenage kids down the hall, you know. She even booked a full maternity photo shoot, proudly showing off her baby bump in the poses that the, you know, soon-to-be parents usually strike during those shoots, except this soon-to-be dad is a kid. So I can tell you this, from reports, she told the photographer that this was no kid. He just has a baby face. Literally, this is allegedly what she said to the photographer. Yeah, this is just my boyfriend here is young, but he's in his 20s, but he has a baby face. He was 14. She sent messages about wanting to look perfection for her new teenage boyfriend. She talked about planning to get freaky. And prosecutors say that all of it, the photos, the messages, the baby's name, and ultimately, the DNA testing, all of it points to one truth, that Robin Poulston wasn't just having an affair with her daughter's boyfriend, she was grooming her daughter's boyfriend, 14-year-old boyfriend. And remember where she met this kid? Oh, listen, if you haven't heard this yet, I'm going to tell you, pour a shot and then pour five more to make it a half dozen. Knock them all back, one after the other, and then breathe. You ready? She met this kid while she was the chaperone at her daughter's eighth grade dance. Let me repeat. She met this kid, this 14-year-old boy, while she was the chaperone at her own daughter's eighth grade dance. Yeah. And the boy was her daughter's date and her daughter's boyfriend. That's why I said six shots. I mean, two wouldn't do it. Four wouldn't do it. Tonight, we're digging into everything that has come out since Robin Poulston's arrest. The new court documents, the new timeline, the disturbing decisions that this mother made while she was living this screwed up double life. Her text messages alone suggest that Robin Poulston was planning to take her fling to the next level. And by next level, I mean felony territory, y'all. A true crime podcaster named Abby Blabby. Her name's Abby Escobar. She goes by Abby Blabby online. She got her hands on a text chain between Robin Poulston and a woman who works at a tanning salon. And on December 1st, 2023, this is what Robin Poulston requested of the tanning salon worker. Let me read it. Okay. Hey, name redacted. It's Robin Poulston. Would you happen to have an opening for a spray tan either 5:30 Friday, December 15th or Saturday the 16th, 5 p.m. or after, or anytime Sunday the 17th? My boyfriend is coming home from Nevada. He's in the Army and I haven't seen him since June and I have to look perfection. He's coming home the 18th. We are newly dating, so I'm going to be getting freaky for the first time with him. So you have to make me look perfect. No pressure, smiley face emoji. We just started dating in June and things got really serious. Although it's been purely over texting and FaceTime. So I desperately need your assistance. Oh my God. Okay, hold on. So we just started dating in June. I think the dance was just in the spring, right? So she had just met him at that eighth grade dance where she was a chaperone. And presumably she was chaperoning extra attention to her daughter and her daughter's boyfriend, the date that she's referring to allegedly in these text messages to the tanning expert. So I got a lot to unpack here. But, you know, from what we already knew, the only untrue thing that was in that message, it seems, was the army part, right? Although I will say this, there are lots of reports that say Robin Poulston had been telling various people all over the place that the father of her soon-to-be-born baby was a military guy that she'd been dating who travels a lot. And get this, the Salon Tech says that Robin Poulston led her to believe that Robin had met her new boyfriend, are you ready, at her daughter's eighth grade graduation. But she suggested that her new guy was the older brother of her daughter's boyfriend and not the 14-year-old lover himself, because who would admit that? We knew that the boy moved with his parents to where? Nevada. That was shortly after the teen dance. But that boy came back to Illinois for a visit in December. And remember, Robin was looking to book a tan for mid-December. She said he was coming on the 18th to hook up. And then the boy came back for another visit, April 2024. That would be exactly 9 months before Robin Poulston gave birth. In September of 2024, Robin reached out to the tanning salon again. This time it was for her daughter. And while at the tanning salon, while her daughter was out of earshot, Robin Poulston reportedly confided in her best friend, the tanning specialist, that she was about 4 months pregnant and had hoped that her boyfriend was going to make it back for the maternity photo shoot. I think I just threw up in my own mouth, but let me continue. We know that this photo shoot did happen with the boy posing in the pictures in maternity poses. Oy. I don't even know what to say on this one, right? Remember I told you the photographer? Like, I'm sure the photographer's like, what the hell is going on here? Lady, you're in your 40s and this guy's like a kid. But lady in her 40s apparently told photographer, this is no kid. He's in his 20s. Anyway, Poulston did not go back to that tanning salon. And she never actually spoke to that tanning employee again. But that employee was not the only person that Robin was boasting to about her new boyfriend. Abby Escobar, Abby Blabby online, she also got her hands on text messages to a client of Robin. Okay, now, you know Robin is a hairdresser, so she's got clients. And apparently Robin texted one of these clients. You ready? Quote, I'm also expecting a baby boy in February while I'm updating you, LOL. My boyfriend and I decided to try in the spring since he doesn't have kids. And I was to the point where it was now or never. I wasn't sure if it could even happen, being I had so many issues with my endocrine system and considering menopausal for 9 years, but first try and bam. And the emojis tell the story, right? Explosion. Young guy. Ick. There's just missing the vomit emoji, right? So this 40-year-old mother of teenagers herself is allegedly planning to have a baby with her 14-year-old boyfriend, if what she said in her text message was true, right? Earlier on my News Nation show, Banfield, shout out News Nation, I'm on Monday to Friday, 10 o'clock Eastern, check it out. I talked to Abby Blabby, Abby Escobar, who unearthed all of these bombshell new text messages. Here is my conversation with Abby Escobar. Let's start with just shaking our heads. And then how did you get the messages from the tanning salon specialist?
They just dropped in my inbox. She said that she had had them for a while, obviously, and she was kind of hesitant about sharing them. She didn't want her name to be dragged into anything, but she's like, you know, it's been a while and I want to share these with you. And when I read them, I mean, it's so appalling. I almost didn't even have the words for it. I mean,
she was not happy about this, right? Like this tanning salon employee, she seemed really angry that, and I'm guessing, you tell me, but that she got co-opted into this lie.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you know, when Robin had been telling her all these things, she was excited for her, like, hey, yeah, go you. You got a new boyfriend or whatever. When she found out that it was a child, I mean, she said that she was just in a total state of shock. And, you know, what Robin did with this kid alone is horrific. But the fact that she pre-planned it, you know, got a tan. She asked that tanning woman for recommendations on where she could get some lash extensions. And then she said that they just stayed in the hotel the whole time and didn't even leave for food. They just ordered room service. It's just shocking.
I mean, it just sounds like the kind of grown-up truce that a lot of people can have legally. There's nothing wrong with that. It's that's, you know, but when you're talking about premeditation in planning something that is allegedly so incredibly immoral, illegal, and disgusting, it just defies logic. Especially like so much planning. So talk to me about the salon employee, what she did with these texts other than talk to you. Did she call the police? Did she turn these over to the police?
So I don't know if she did, but after I received them, I reached out to Robin's sister-in-law who had kind of brought all of this to the surface. And I asked her if she had seen them, and she said that they did, that she did, and that the family had turned them over to the police. But I actually ended up calling the detective myself, and he told me that at this point it's in the hands of the state's attorney's office. So then I went ahead and called them too, just in case.
What's bizarre about this, and you know, obviously there's more conversation that she may have had with the tanning employee, you know, offline, maybe on the phone or maybe in person. But I get the sense from the text messages, and tell me if this was your sense speaking to the tanning employee, that Robin was very proud of this. Like she wasn't trying to hide this at all. She was excited about having a baby with this particular guy. There was no depression or surprise that she was pregnant or thought about what am I going to do now. I mean, this seemed as though this was a plan. This was what she really wanted.
Yeah, so the first set of text messages you showed were from a tanning salon employee. And the second set where she's saying that she's pregnant, they're really excited, she's had some health issues, that is actually with a former hair client of hers. So two different people that she's just spilling all of this personal information to. You know, and the thing is, as we both know, since we both talk about true crime, is oftentimes when somebody has done something really wrong, they start sharing all of this information that nobody asked for, I think, in a way to kind of proactively help try to cover their tracks. But, you know, neither of them thought anything about it at the time, but it was a lot of information to just throw out there.
Well, and I think we've also found that there are those who feel very burdened by what they've done. And so sometimes they try to unburden unknowingly, you know, without realizing that they're inculpating themselves, you know, potentially into criminal charges. So the reaction of the community, you know, I can only imagine that, let's just start with the neighborhood. That's got to be pretty upsetting. And let's start even more inward about her own kids. What do we know about her own kids? Because from our reporting, you know, and what you've received, this boy, this 14-year-old boy, was living with her in the home alongside her other teenage kids. What's up with the other teenage kids in her home? What do we know about them?
Well, so the former hair client told me that at first, when Robin first moved this boy into the house, the older kids had a really big problem with it. I mean, obviously, right? But then I guess they apparently just kind of started getting used to it. They accepted it. And this child almost kind of started taking this role of like the man of the house, even though he was the age of her daughter. And she said that the kids had a really big problem with that. Like, hey, you're the same age as us. You're not our dad. You're not an authority figure. The neighbors, the locals in the community that have messaged me, everybody's just in absolute shock. And a lot of people said that she was a really nice woman. I mean, she's obviously very pretty. I think what's hard to understand is why would she go for a child? You know, there's dating
yeah,
apps if you're lonely.
If it's true. These are all still allegations. We must, you know, give her the benefit of the doubt until there's a trial or a plea deal. Can I ask you, and I don't know if you know the answer to this or if anybody does, do we know if this boy was living in her home in the master bedroom with her, with the teenagers, her own teenagers in their bedrooms? Did he have his own room and this was a secret tryst among them at night when everybody was sleeping? Like, what were the dynamics inside this home when he was living there?
Yeah, so I've been told that he was in her bedroom. I mean, that's him laying in her bed with his hand on her pregnant belly, that they shared a room like, you know, like a husband and wife would.
I can't even. I don't even know where
to go with
that. And
I've also been told.
Yeah, go ahead.
I've also been told that his grandparents knew too. They actually posted pictures of the baby on their Facebook accounts. So there's no way that they didn't know. I think everybody close to Robin within the family, I think they all knew.
Did you just say that his grandparents posted pictures of their, I think now 16-year-old boy, since it's been some time since all of this began, proud that he'd had a baby with a woman in her 40s?
That's how it would seem, yeah. They have pictures of their baby, which was confirmed. The DNA wow. did show that this 14-year-old boy fathered the baby. So that's been confirmed. And yeah, they have pictures of that baby on their Facebook pages. So they had to have known that was their grandchild's baby. So they're great grandson.
I said everyone needed to take a deep breath and I think they needed to do Lamaze. Abby Blabby, yeah. Abby Escobar, thank you so much for this great journalism, great work in getting
you.
All that reporting. Thank you.
And that's where we leave it for now. We are going to stay on this case because she's got some court appearances coming up. And please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please let there be cameras in the courtroom. Illinois, so I kind of think there will be. But it seems every time that we turn over a rock, there is something really gross and like immoral crawling below it. She is innocent till proven guilty. She will have her day in court, but damn it, brah. The DNA of the baby belongs to the 14-year-old. And y'all gave birth to that baby. So it's a bit open and shut, pardon that pun. Make sure you're subscribed here on YouTube or on your podcast app so you don't miss the next update. Sometimes I just drop little shorts with updates and I don't want you to miss those. Thank you again for being here. Thank you for watching and listening. I'm Ashley Banfield. And remember, the truth isn't just serious. It is drop dead serious.